The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy!
Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is, you're never going to believe this, Daf Kuf Yud, and this is it. Tomorrow we begin Masechet Kulin Bezrat Hashem, and we got up to the middle of the drasha of the pasuk, and let me remind you of all the exciting things that we were doing. We started off gently with the question of whether you could be Yotzei a Neder by bringing a carbon in Beit Chonyo, if that's what the neder was about, and what the din of such a carbon would be. And we got into this amazing relationship of Beit Chonyo, if it is the one that the pasuk was referring to, of the Mizbeach Hashem and Eretz Mitzrayim. According to one Mandarim, it's a reference to the Mizbeach that was built in Alexandria by the descendants of Shimon HaTzadik. But according to the other Mandarim, that Beit HaMikdash, that Mizbeach was not a Mizbeach LaShem, that was a Mizbeach for Avodat Kochavim, and that was the Shita of Rabbi Meir, then how would we understand the Mizbeach LaShem? So we went to the story of Chizkiyo and Sancheriv, where Sancheriv had brought with him representatives of Malchuyot that were hostage to him, and Chizkiyo let them go. And in fact, in the Seder Olam, the Loshon is that there were vast uchlusim, there were many, many soldiers, not only the leaders that the Gemara brings over here, but the many soldiers that were also conscripts from these other countries that he had captured previously. And they too were there. Chizkiyahu made a deal with them all, let them all go scot-free, as he undoubtedly saw Simon that they survived the destruction of Sancheriv. And they agreed, which is the halacha, to be shomer, the shomer mitzvahs b'nei Meach, which means that they would not do Avodah Zarah anymore, and he let them go. That's the halacha in war anyway. And that was the reference, as Rabbi Meir, to the five cities that come before the mention of this Mizbeach LaHashem. So it says, Bayomu yu chamesh arim beretz Mitzrayim medabrot tzvat kinan, v'nishpa'ot LaHashem tzvakot. So those were the ones who made that Mizbeach betoch eretz Mitzrayim. And that perhaps could ultimately account for the strange Mizbeach in Alexandria that seemed to be a universal, a recognition of a universal God, connecting it to the temple in Jerusalem. And of course, we know all over there were, I mean, even very ancient times, there were temples found all over the place with the Kalim of the Mishkan engraved in the walls. I mean, even today, the Masonic cults and the secretive relationship to the supposed secrets of the Solomon's Temple and so on. This has to go to Templar Knights. There's a lot of strange things that the Goyim have picked up from every element of the geometry of the Beis Hamikdash, as I'm sure you all know. So this must be, says Rabbi Meir, based originally on the agreement that had been reached with the Yuchluzin of these five cities in Eretz Mitzrayim, and that perhaps accounts ultimately for the great temple in Alexandria. In any event, there was one part of the posik that we sort of left hanging yesterday, and that was after the discussion of the Chamesh Arim Beretz Mitzrayim Medabrot Tzvat Kinan. It says a very strange closing. After it says, V'nishbaot LaHashem Tzvakot, this sentence ends with, Ir HaHeres Yeomer LaAchat. Sounds like the city of destruction will be set to one. I mean, that's the literal translation, which makes absolutely no sense. Therefore, today we will continue with that closing, and that's on the fourth line of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Ir HaHeres Yeomer LaAchat. What does that mean? My Ir HaHeres Yeomer LaAchat. Now, we know that Rabbi Yosef was a great book in Targum, and what he brought, as has become our Targum Yonatan, that we call, is Karta de Beit Shemesh. That means obviously he's reading Heres as Heres, which is a double meaning. So the word Heres, we saw this by Yoshua too, it is Timnat Heres and Heres, different Lishonot, the Pasuk, is a different word for the sun. And we'll see that later. I'm going to bring a Pasuk for that. And it has a double meaning, even Heres has a double meaning, something that's easily broken into shards, and therefore relates to Heres, which is destruction. So the Targum is that the city of Beit Shemesh, which is Heres, the Atid LaMecharev, which is going to be destroyed, which is Heres, Itamar, it was said in prophecy, Dehi Chada Min Hon, it was one of these five cities. And what gives us the idea that Ira Heres is a Lashon of Beit Shemesh? Lishna de Shimshu, Dechtiv HaOmer LaHeres V'lo Yizrach. He speaks to the sun and tells it not to shine. And that, as Eov put, this is part of the Koach of God. So obviously it's a reference to the Shemesh. It's very much Gollum's view of the Shemesh. The Heres of the sky, very bothersome and troublesome. But in any event, what is the meaning of this? And Rashi in Yeshayahu, it brings all Seder Eilam, and in Yirmiyahu, says like this. The pasuk that we darshan before, which was the next pasuk, that was the first pasuk that we darshan. We never darshan the word umatziva etzel gvula l'Hashem. What is etzel gvula l'Hashem? We took it to mean that this temple had a mizbeach near the edges. Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. Apparently, the meaning of this pasuk, says Rashi, bases this on his understanding of our Gemara and the Targum that the Gemara is bringing, is that the five cities that had attacked included areas that were on the border of Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael, and that mixed area is the Beit Shemesh area. And therefore, if you take a look today, it's actually fascinating that the recent discovery of Sha'arayim, which is literally over the mountain, I mean, Beit Shemesh has already expanded to the edges of Sha'arayim. Sha'arayim, as its name implies, which was just recently, actually Barnea was very deeply involved in it, in the discovery that it must be Sha'arayim, which is astounding because it's the only city ever found that has gates in both directions, which means it's open both to the enemy and to the locals, which doesn't make any sense. And that's why it was, for years, it was thought that it was, oh, we're talking about Sha'arayim because today's Gemara. In any event, the implications are that indeed that area was an international duty-free area. Therefore, says Rashi, Beit Shemesh included an equivalent city of Beit Shemesh that was part of Egypt. So that Beit Shemesh, Ira Heres, Yamer Lachatmehim, would be one of the five cities that we referred to earlier that had come with Sancheriv to fight. And they were part of the deal. So that the Pasuk in Yeshayahu is actually giving you information that Beit Shemesh is considered to be one of these five cities. So that apparently there were areas that were more Mitzri. And that area spoke Lashon Kenan, B'davrot Tzvat Kenan, and had made a treaty to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Etzel Gvula, says Rashi. He's by the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. So that Beit Shemesh extended to both sides. And therefore, it's amazing. It's all new ways of looking at things. So that the Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim is actually part of the greater Beit Shemesh area, is the way the Zionists would look at it, of course. And therefore, you know, greater Beit Shemesh with its recently added suburbs in Alexandria. I'll find some place to put those people.
In the La Fortress, they found an Egyptian scarab. And in that area, there's Egyptian influence, Egyptian pottery. It's a fascinating discussion right now. Where's the boundary between Judah and Philistia? Where's the boundary between Yehuda and Pleshet? And pig bones is one of the aspects where you don't find pig bones. You don't find pig bones in Beit Shemesh. You find tons of pig bones in Gath and just over. There's an archaeologist named Avi Faust who has a concept called the Canaanite trough, that there was a wedge of some other ethnic group just in between the two, because there's some aspects of pottery this way and some aspects of bones that way. Everybody's arguing his theory. That is a transition area. But there's no question the Egyptian influence
was there. You should all go over Rasha. Aaron says that the meaning of Eitel Gula, the Be'er Hashem Eitel Gula, is that Be'er Hashem extended the Gula's right, and that therefore it would be the trough.
the
Torah. There you go.
Also, a question of is it in Yehuda or is it in Dan? Even just in the Psukim of Yeshua, there's an issue of where it is transitioned.
So Beit Shemesh is in Bernadette's neighborhood. Yes, yes, yes. I don't like the part about Atid Lamecharei. We got a lot of money in those homes. All right, excellent. Having spoken now about the borders and the problems of the Beis Hamikdash extending outwards, we would like to talk a little bit about the more universal aspects of Yisrael's experience, the Mokum of Korbanos across the world, and universal and literal, the Mokum of Korbanos outside of the earth. So, as the Pasuk talks about the ultimate Geula, where Yeshayahu describes, Omar Latzafon Tni L'Teiman Atichlai Havi Banai Merachok Uvnotai Mikzei Haaretz. Now, there seems to be a difference between the Banim, that are far away, and the Banot, that are on all the way at the four corners of the earth. Why would we make that a gender discussion? I mean, obviously the men, I mean, this is not the ants whose wives have disappeared somewhere or another. We assume we have boys and girls together. Omer Avuna, it's talking about like this. Avi Banai Merachok. This refers to Goliot Shel Babel. Goliot Shel Babel never really had a bad time with Babel. In other words, it was a civilized galut, and it wasn't murderous. They didn't have a lot of gezerot in Babel. And therefore, we call them banim. Banim had very low tolerance, is the way many of them unfortunately. The tuktulei de gavres kasha mi shall eat it, I think Gemara says. Men cannot adapt easily. Women adapt easily. And that's called the difference between yishuv hadat, where you need to feel settled, and women who are happy living in chaos. So therefore, the Bavel being a place in which Datan miyushevet, that's called Banim, the Vinotai. And that is the Gemara points out elsewhere, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that we were not Mesugalim to tolerate the greater problems that we would have in Europe and so on. And therefore, the initial Galut was gentle. Therefore, we compare it to Banim, who are weaker and more vulnerable to chaos. Binotai Mikzei Aretz refers to the Goliot of other Aretzot. She'in Da'atan Miushavot Aleihem. That's the point of Da'atan Kalot, which means it's easily adaptable. You jump from place to place, in which they don't have a sense of belonging. And that is something that is similar to Banot, and therefore it's called Mikzei Aretz. So there's two very different types of Goliot. Amr Abba Bar of Yitzchak, Amr of Chista, Var Mil Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav. The truth is that from Tsur, so a line going from Tsur until Kartirni, that is an area in which people have met Jews, they've recognized Yisrael before the Galut, have some level of respect for what we stand for and what we are. So they are makirin et Yisrael v'et avim shebashamayim and treat them with some deference. And therefore, the Goliot in that direction were not vicious to the Jews. However, from Tsur going to the west through Europe, and mitar tigni klape mizrach going through Asia in makirinet Israel, the lot of aviyim shabashamayim, you have a lot of primitive religions there, barbaric religions from the point of view of avodah zarah, and barbaric civilizations in which they are very dangerous to Israel. Does it not say mimizrach shemesh ad mivo'o gadol shemi baguyim? Which means that everybody knows me from east to west, all across the globe. Uvchol makom mukdar mugash lishmi umincha Torah ki gadol shemi baguyim. And you're saying that only in this area? Omar Leisa Rav, whenever Rav Shimi would ask a question that he thought was a little bit silly, would tickle him and say, "Hi, Shimi, don't you understand what that means?" That's one shot. And Rashi elsewhere says that Rav maybe didn't see well at that time. He was saying, "Is that you, Shimi?" Which is a little hard to believe. So, anyway, Shimiat, this is the kind of question a boy like you asked. It means that ultimately, they all korule elaha de aloha. They are called me the chief of the gods, even if they've got a pantheon. But everybody knows, maybe they think that the original creator handed over the reins to these local deities, but they definitely, in the end, respect the god of the gods. When you say Mikol Makom Mugdar Mugash Lishmi, I mean, you mean that literally? Bechol Makom Sal Kadaita? What is that supposed to mean? I mean, you only really bring korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash if it's really called Mugdar Mugash Lishmi. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonatan, yes, Bechol Makom. Because Talmidei Chachamim, who are Oskim Batorah across the globe, Bechol Makom, that is the equivalent of Ma'ale Ani Aleihem Ki'ilu Maktirin U'Magishim Lefanai, and it's all Lishmi. And when it says Mincha Tohorah specifically, I mean, if it doesn't mean literally, why mention that it's Tohor? How could it be Tameh? Mincha Tohorah is a reference to one's thoughts. Mincha Tohorah is Halomeh Torah B'Tahorah, which means he has himself a wife, and then learns Torah, because otherwise he's been thinking about other things. We don't call that Mincha Torah. But as Rashi points out in Zvochim, that's only in the days when you could trust a woman to handle a home on her own. Kishahabanot is a result. In the age of entitlement, it doesn't usually work that way, because then you end up working for the woman. Shir ha-ma'alot. Hinei baruch vet Adonai, kol avdei Adonai, ha-omdim bebet Adonai balaylot. Now this is very weird. Who stays in the Beit HaMikdash balaylot? I mean, that's not the time. What do you mean? Bebet Hashem balaylot? There is no avod anila. The few people bringing up, I mean, the Evorim and so on, but you're going to use that as the dogma. Ah! The ones who stand there in the Beit HaMikdash, the doors are locked. Yeah, but this is what we sing Shamalot for. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, clearly if it's Balaylot, Avoda Balaylot is Limudat Torah. That's Kubi, that's the whole Gemara in Brachot, is that in Ika Limudo Ela Balayla, and that's Kumi Ravoni Balayla. So this is, must be a reference to Limudat Torah. Since it says the Bebet Hashem called Avdei Hashem, it's got to be talking about those who are learning the dinim of Kochim at night. Since this is the Iker time which they're learning. So Elu Talmidei Chachamim or Ovdei Hashem, they're Oskim Batorah Balela, Balala, Ma'ale Aleihem HaKatuv Ki'ilu Oskim Ba'Avodah. So any Limudat Torah is the equivalent of Ovdei Hashem. But, as we'll see specifically, the limit of Kochim is literally the Akravat of Korbanot. Because, as it says in the Pasuk, there's two possibilities. So Shlomo HaMelech is speaking about, Hinei ani boneh bayit l'shem Hashem, and so on and so forth. He talks about to bring tamid, olot, laboker, l'erev, shabbatot, and so on and so forth. And he closes with, lo'olam zot al Yisrael. This is forever. Now, what is that supposed to mean? This is forever. Omar of Gidl Omar Rav, this la'olam does not mean forever. This la'olam means the universal. It's a expression of a universal idea. And this is the reference to something that we've seen coming up again and again. It's a reference to the grand vision of Korbanot, in which there is a Mizbeach Bonoi in the sky, and Michael Sar HaGadol is the Kohen Gadol, Omer u'makriv alav Korban, and that Korban are the Nishamot of Tzadikim, which shows a direct line, so to speak, from the organisms that we bring, starting from Minachot and the Mizbeach, through more and more complex organisms, up until the mind of man, so to speak, is itself a Korban that is Mukrav to the Yichud of the ultimate complexity of the universe. And that is what it means, Lo'olam. This is a universal vision. Tosfos suggests that this is when it says in Shmon Esrei, V'ishei Yisrael utfilatam. So the V'ishei Yisrael utfilatam ne'rab avatika bil baratzon is a reference to this Ishei Yisrael. That's Nishmotem Shel Tzadikim, or Kvasim Shel Eish, which means Ishei Yisrael. The other alternative is to learn that Ishei Yisrael is going back on the previous, which many people make a comment after Ishei Yisrael. Because we're talking about restoring. The restoration would be Ishei Yisrael. But Tosfos is suggesting that's not the simple way of reading. The simple way of reading it. V'Yishei Yisrael utfilatan, Meirot kabel beratzon. So where are there Yishei Yisrael? But since Shlomo Melech says, Lo'olam zot al Yisrael. So if where is it Lo'olam? It's got to mean that it's Al Yisrael, Ishei Hashem. That's got to refer to the universal Mizbeach, which is not affected by the Korban. And but Mela, we could talk about it today. Vishei Yisrael, Tzvilat Amira, Tikabel Baratzol, which is a beautiful alternative and far more logical in the flow of the words than to force us to put a comma, which is the modern approach, put a comma after Vishei Yisrael. Anything that runs against the grain of what you would naturally think is viewed as more sophisticated. It's beautiful because it means Olam Zot on Yisrael is directly Nagel, Shemona Esra, Ishei Yisrael, today. The other approach is, this is the Talmidei Chachamim or Oskim Hilchot Avodah, and that's Lo'olam Al Yisrael. So where am I going to take, if I talk about the Ishei Yisrael, the Talmidei Chachamim were being Oskim in these Dinim of Avodah, it's as if the Beit HaMikdash was built in their days, and therefore it's the Olam Al Yisrael. Amr Shabbos, why does it say, Zot HaTorah, Allah, Lamincha, Velachatat, Velasham, to teach me that Kol Osek BaTorah, Ki Ilu Yikriv Olah, Lamincha, Chatat, Velasham, the learning of the Torah is the equivalent of those actual korbanos. Omar Rava, why would it say la ola la mincha? It should say ola o mincha. You're telling me it's equivalent. Zot haTorah. The Torah is an ola a mincha. That's what you're trying to say. But the way that it's written doesn't bear the pshat of your drush. Therefore, I say, if you're going to read it in the sense of how Torah is an equivalent, it isn't equivalent to an Ola or a Mincha. It's that which addresses the Ola and the Mincha. La Ola means you don't need an Ola. This is the Torah that is for, meaning for taking the place of the Ola, for the Mincha, for the Chatat, which means that people that are Esek in the Dinim and the understanding of Kachim, Eino Tzarich Lo Ola Velo Chatat Velo Mincha Velo Hashem, doesn't need to bring the actual Korban, because that Torah itself gives the individual everything that the Korban would have given him. And as the Rabbeinu Bacha speaks out in Tzav, that of course this doesn't mean, actually the Mishnah Berurah brings this, that you'll notice that six times the Gemara here mentions the word Esek, not saying. It's not, of course, elsewhere. It does say Seder HaKorbanot, but it's just to say it. This is sort of a Sephardic Ashkenazic difference, in which the Ashkenazim have La'asok B'divrei Torah. So it's all about Esek. The Sephardim have Al Divrei Torah, which has definitely brought down the level of Esek among the Sephardim, the depth. So as the Mishnah Berurah says, that this idea of saying over the Korbanos, it's not just to mouth the words of mentioning the Dinim, it means to understand. But the Rabbeinu Bachya goes really, he goes into the Sodot of the Korbanot. In other words, that somebody who's Osek in understanding Korbanot, working through the elements of Korbanot, will be Zocha to see all of the Sodot that are there inside the Korbanos, which will bring to him the value of Eilam Mincha. Rabbi Yitzchak, my Dechiv Zot Torah HaChatat. And it says, Zot Torah HaHasham. So all of that means Kol Osek B'Torat Chatat, Kilo Hikriv Chatat. Kol Osek B'Torat HaSham, Kilo Hikriv HaSham. Shall we keep the whole last piece, or shall we do a little bit? Ir HaHeres Yamer Le'achat. What in the world is Ir HaHeres Yamer Le'achat? Kedemetargim Rav Yosef, Karta de Beit Shemesh, De'atid Le'micharav, Itamar, De'yichad Aminhon. Mimai the ira heres lishda de shimshahi, the ativa omer le heres below Yisra. Avi banai merachoku venotai mikzea aretz. Avi banai merachokom revunu elu golu yotchel bavel, shida atan miu shevet aleim kivanim. Uvenotai mikzea aretz, elu galu yotchel shara ratzot, shinda atan miu shevet aleim kivanot. Amr Baba Barav Yitzchak Amr of Chista Amr of Yud Amr Rav Mitzur Va'art Kartirni Makirin Et Yisrael Ve'et Aviyem Sheva Shamayim But Mitzur Klapei Ma'arav U'mikartigni Aklapei Mizrach In Makirin Lo Et Yisrael Ve'lo Et Aviyem Sheva Shamayim Eit Ve'rub Shimi Barchil Rav Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ve'ad Mevo'o Gadol Shemi Vagoyim U'vchol Makom Mukdar Mukdash he mugash l'shmi u'mincha Torah amale shimiyat dekorale alaha de alaha b'chom makom muktar mugash l'shmi literally b'chom makom sal gadaida omer v'shub manachmeni omar revi onatan elo tamidei chachamim ha'oskim b'torah b'chom makom ma'ale ani aleihem ki ilu maktirin u'megishim l'shmi u'mincha Torah. Well, yes, halomet Torah betahara, which means lase isha v'achakach lomet Torah. Shira ma'alot idei baruch hu et Hashem kol avdei Hashem ha'omdim bebet Hashem balaylot. Ma balaylot? Is that the time for korbanot in Beit Hashem? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, elu talmidei chachamim oskim batorah balayla ma'ale aleihem ha'katuv kilo asukim ba'avodah. La'olam zot al Yisrael. Amr Rav Gidol Amar Rav, ze mizbeach banui, u'michael sar ha'gadol omed, u'makriv alav korban. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, elu talmidei chachamim asukim bilchot avodah, ma'alein aleihem ha'katuv, kilo nivnem b'mikdash b'imehem le'olam. Omer Shlokish Baidich Liv, zot ha'torah la'olah, la'mincha v'la'chatat v'la'asham, kol ha'osek b'torah, kilo hikriv olah mincha chatat v'asham. Omer Rava, hai le'olah la'mincha. Olah u'mincha, according to Yomi Bo'ele. El Omer Rava, the correct interpretation. Is kol ha'osek b'torah ino tzarech lo olah v'lo chatat v'lo mincha v'lo asham. Omer Yitzchak Mai dechtiv zot Torat ha'chatat v'zot Torat ha'asham. Kol ha'osek b'torat chatat kilo hikriv chatat. וכל העוסק בתורת השם, כאילו יקריב השם. נאמר בעולת בהמה אישר ריח ניחוח, בעולת האופי אישר ריח ניחוח, ובמנחה אישר ריח ניחוח. לומר לך, אחד המרבה ואחד הממעיט, ובלבד שיכוון ליבו לשמיים. אומר רבי זרם מייקרו, מתוקה שנת העובד, עם מעט ועם הרבה יאכל. רבד הברב אומר מאחה, ברבות הטובה רבו אוכליה, ומה חישרון לבעליה.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, we're holding on Daf Kuf Tes Seven Beis, getting to our final daf over here, up to the two dots. Tanya. Well, actually, we said some of the two dots. We already said that. Omalei Mar Kashisha, we're up to three lines from the bottom. Omalei Mar Kashisha, Berei Derev Chistela Abayim. Rebbe Meir, Hai Krod, Rebbe Yehuda, Mai Ovid Leim. We just had a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether the Beis Chonio was considered to be a Beis Averes Kechofim, which is what Rabbi Meir held, that the fact that they had been creshed him in this fashion pushed him to do Averes Zorah, and he left, and he was actually built a not a Reformed temple, but an Averes Zorah temple. It was according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya, a beautiful raya from the Pasuk, because it says that there'll be a Mizbeach in Mitzrayim, and that specifically that it will be a Korban Lashem that people are going to bring in Eretz Mitzrayim. So how exactly, it's a pretty strong raya, it says Mizbeach Lashem, the Tok Eretz Mitzrayim, that was called, is a reference to Beis Chonio, in which case it says b'feirush that it's l'shem shamayim. So how does Rabbi Meir explain that? The Kiddetanya. He says that that pasuk is a reference to the following verse. Yatzach Hizkiyahu matza b'nei melachim shayim yashvim b'kronot shel zahav. So after Sanherib died with his army,
this Gior HaMelech came out and he found that the various malachim that Sancheirav had captured had been brought along to the war and replaced them Kronor Shel Zahav, and they did not die. Kush, Mitzray, and so on. And he made a deal with them. Instead of killing them, he saw that they were left alive, so he made a deal, Idiran Shalola Vodavadat Kochavim, and that he would let them go. So basically, they were makabel not to be Evid Avedis Kochavim. It's unclear whether he insisted that they should be makabel al Shalemis Isvainaya. Shalcher is the Chiyah that we have, and maybe it wasn't considered to be B'shas B'chonat. But in any event, because of that, it says that this Brisa is referring basically to the same parak of the story of the Mizbeach of Mitzrayim. So it says, "Bayom ahu yihiyu chamesh arim be'eretz Mitzrayim midabrot svat kinam." In that day, there will be five cities in Eretz Mitzrayim. And these are the Malachim. We actually learned that there were five Malachim. These five cities. Some of the Farshim Yeshayo understand it to mean that. So that there were five cities in Eretz Mitzrayim that spoke Ivrit. You'll notice it calls Ivrit Svat Knan. Interesting. So, because, in other words, they used the language of Lashon HaKodesh, but they used it as Ivrit. So instead of calling it no longer Svat Eivir, it was no longer Nagia. So they called it Svat Knan, which is interesting. You have an Ezra. It's interesting that Ibn Ezra brings a raya from here that in Canaan they spoke Hebrew.
Is this a nevuah, or is this what's happening?
This is a nevuah.
What's supposed to happen? What
has happened? Yeah. This is a nevuah. The Bryce is relating it to Chizkio. Before Shehamikra related to Liyasi Bava also. But in any event, so it says over there that they were Madagre Svat Kinan, the Nishbos La Hashem Svakot. So they would not swear in the name of Avodah Zorah, they would only swear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why was that? Because Hezekiah had them take these vows, and indeed they became Dovah Hashem. And what did they do? Ubonu Mizbeach Ve'alu Alav L'Shem Shamayim. And here is the explanation of the pasuk that, according to Rabbi Meir, was a reference to Beit Chonio. And according to Rajira, was a reference to Beis Chonio. And according to Rabbi Meir, was a reference to something that would take place long before the times of Chizkio. Because it says, Bayom ahu yiyeh mizbeach l'Hashem betoch Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the mizbeach it's referring to. Not that was made by Chonio, but rather that was made by these malach. And it says over there, Ir ha-heres, Ye'amer le'achat. And the Pashtus is that it was an agreement. It's interesting. The Targum brings two lashonos: the lashon of Heres, destruction, or a lashon as our Gemara will bring, the lashon of Heres, which is a reference to the sun. Poetic reference to the sun is that it's called Heres. And Timnas Heres we find by Yeshua. Tomorrow we'll discuss that in a moment, but in any event, the portion of meaning of Heres is that the commitment was such as that they agreed if any one of these cities would turn towards Avodah Zorah, that it would be destroyed. And then the others, which is they took responsibility, was like a bridge, not to return to Avodah Zorah. But what's the meaning? My ira Heres, the Amer Leachat, to the Mitargin, Rabbi Yosef, Karta the Beit Shemesh, the Atib the Michra, it's Amr the Yichadimimon, that the city of Beit Shemesh, which will be destroyed, it's a reference to Beit Shemesh in Mitzrayim, it is said that is one of those cities. This, by the way, is the riot that the Mepharshim bring, that it's a reference to Atzid Lavo, because why would they mention Beit Shemesh and not mention the other cities? Apparently it wasn't known, it was an obvious. And it's saying, and it's said that it's known already, that you can see the Makarit of this Nevi'ah is in Beit Shemesh. How do we know Mimai Yira Heres Lishna the Shimsha? How do we know that Heres means Beit Shemesh? Dichtiv Ha'omer Lecheres Velo Yizrak. The And we see that a reference to the sun, this the shining orb, is the Keres. What exactly would be the reference in a Navi, the difference between sons from afar and daughters from the four corners of the earth? I mean, I would imagine the sons and daughters of Yisrael go hand in hand. It's not exactly like the ants. So, I mean, what are we bringing? What are we bringing?
A second of the
has that some meaning, no? Omar, Rav Yehuna, it means like this. Aviu banai mirachok is a reference to males. Males refers to the Goliot shel Babel that are like males. Why are they like males? Why is that? Shedason miyushevet aleihem. So this is a reference to males are normally less mad than females. In the sense that females are always churning. They're always churning. So they don't have a dot that's miyushevet. Right? Yeah. There is someone who'll call up. It'll be a 15-minute discussion of some little thing that somebody had said sometime or other. The dot churns and churns and churns.
They're not asking much.
And then now, they're just sort of, you know, laid back. Yeah. So when we talk about the Goliaths that are like males, that's a reference to Babel. In Babel, the people were settled. It was a fine Goliath that didn't torture Israel. But no time, Mikzeiaretz refers to the Goliaths of other countries besides Babel. She'ein da'atan miyushevet alayim. They're like girls. Girls are always chattering, always doing the bad. They're not settled. So that is a reference to the Goliaths that come from other countries. Why is this? Amar Rav Abba Barav Yitzchak Amar Chista Amar Amar Rav Yudah Merav, because from Tsur until Kartignia, you know what this would be?
Going
from higher all the way along the coast off in the Northern Africa. That would be trying to do. No. As we'll see, it's Klapei Nizra. It doesn't make sense. I thought of that. It doesn't make sense. So Mitzur var kartigni makir nesisrov esavim shvashamayim. From Tsur west and kartigni east, people are not aware of Yisrael. So they never actually had contact with Yisrael as a nation. They had makirim. They recognize. I said east and west. They don't recognize Yisrael and Aviyam and Bashabar Shamayi, because they've never been exposed to Yisrael as a nation. They've been exposed to Jews, but they don't see the covenant of Yisrael, the vision of Yisrael. So to them, it's some low-class religion, basically. Therefore, they're Meshabedem and they're Machbin Ulam Aleihem, and they treat them like dogs and so on. But in those areas where they're Makir, the Gedula of Yisrael, and they understand that they sinned and so on, but they can't treat them like animals. So over there, they're not mocked in the old. So Babel was included in those that had come to recognize the godless of Yisrael. Therefore, the Golos of Babel was a different level of Golos than the other Goliaths. So when the Nabi talks about Me'asi Lavo, he's mechalek between the males, so to speak, that come from Babel, and the females that come from the other Goliaths.
Like
Horrifying story that the chief rabbi went and visited the Pope last week.
Yeah.
So there was a maisa that's a guy in Poland contacted a rav over there that he's a murderer of Jews and he wants to do tshuva. What was the maisa show? And the guy ignored him. Leave me alone. It's on his own. He saw him. He was really serious. He kept trying to get in touch with him. Maisa was that his uncle was teaching him how to shoot. So to use for target practice, he shot Jews. So he set up 50 Jews, and he taught them how to shoot the Jews. So he says, I never thought the Jews were people. I mean, I've never, when I saw that the Pope calls the rabbi or elder brother, and I did, I realized that must be a sin. Anyway. Yeah. This happened last week.
Did he get the Nobel Prize yet?
Good question.
Court taking on the decision.
Or at least the NRA buried a marksmanship, you know.
So, in any event, so this is the Gemara saying that there's enough Kamina in having some idea of the value of Yisrael. Eisei Reb Shimi Bar Chiya, Lurav, doesn't it say, Mizrav Shemesh Liad Nivoro Gadol Shmi Bagoyim? Ubechol Makom Muktar Mugash Lishmi Umikha Tohora. It says Beferish that the entire world recognizes God. Wherever you go. So how can you say that they're not Makir Avim Shabbat Shemai? They may worship Avodah Zarah, but they recognize the Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no? This is what the Pesuk says. Omar Lei Shiniyat. This is Reb Shimi. Come on, you're not thinking. Of course they recognize. You know what it means? Dekoro Lei Eloha De Eloha. They call him the Lord of Hosts, the Lord of Lords. What does that mean? It doesn't, it's not the gay of them. The thing that's no gay of them is only the local vision. That's whatever their vision is, Yashka and so on. They go, ah, Father's been there, Holy Spirit, that doesn't matter. I mean, the important thing is what you can attach yourself to. To be Makir, Avim Shabbat Shemayim requires a direct connection. Avim Shabbat Shemayim, not that there should be some Elohim somewhere that's above the other Elohims. That's not the point. Well, listen, we're talking about it. B'chom makom muktar. What does this mean? When it says, B'chom makom muktar mugash l'shmi, what do you think that means literally? B'chom makom, it's out the background. How could it be B'chom makom? There's no Beis HaMikdash and so on. What's the pshat? Mincha Tzahora. I mean, how could Mincha Tzahora without Taira? Omri Pshuva Nachmeni, Omri Yonasan, the point is that Talmidei Chachomim, that are Eiskin B'Taira, B'chom makom, wherever they are, they're all over the world. Ma'alei Ani Aleihem, it's as if they're maktir and magish to the mizbeach l'shem shemayim. And when it says mincha tahira specifically, what's the difference between muktar l'shmi and mincha tahira? Mincha tahira is that loymei tera b'tahira. That the difference is that tahira chomim good, but there's also a darga of special tahira limina tera, which is nosei isha v'yachakach lomei torah, not to be torud with your Hurim Rayin, but to rather to have a wife and then to learn Torah. Shira Ma'alais in Ebachus Hashem Kaladei Hashem or Omdim Bebet Hashem Ba'Leilot. What do you mean? Omdim Bebet Hashem Ba'Leilot? I mean, that's not the time of Avodah. It's not Ba'Leilot. So how could it say Kaladei Hashem Omdim Bebet Hashem Ba'Leilot? Omre Yochanan. This too is a reference to Talmidei Chachamim. Oskim Ba'Torah Ba'Leilot. So that it doesn't matter how dark it is and how rochok it is from the actual presence of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Esek in Terah is itself the equivalent of ringing a car. Lo'olam zod al Yisrael. We find the same thing after the Pasuk describes the various Karbonis. So it says, Lo'olam zod al Yisrael. How could it be Lo'olam? I mean, it's, we know the Beis HaMikdash was not Lo'olam. Omer Tikla Marav, this refers to a Mizbeach in the Shamayim, which is a Mizbeach Banui, and Michael Sar HaGadol Omeidu Matri Valot Korban. This is always the achievement of Yisrael, is that there's always a Mizbeach Banui, and the Sar of Yisrael, with Michael, is Matri on it. Tosis brings, but there's two Midrashas. One is that the famous Midrash, that Michael is marked with Nifashot Shal Tzadikim in the Be'ah. And the other is that he brings Kvasim Shal Eish. The mice of the Bali Kabbalah are Masbir, that there, I mean, there's a remnant in the growth to it as well, that there's two periods, there's during a time in which Yisrael is effective. So then, the Sarah Gadol is marked with Kvasim Shal Eish, which are the expression of the literal korbanos that Yisrael brings. those are translated into forms of energy and understanding and so on, that Mechel is Mala beyond what you're capable of being Mala in Olam Hazeh. But when Yisrael is not able to do what they normally do, I shouldn't say normally, but what they're meant to do, so then the only thing that takes on that form that can be korov on a Mizbeach and a Shemayim is the neshama of someone who achieved it. So there's no overall keves of age, but there's the individuals who are my characteristics for.
Does that mean Sadiqim die?
No, it's talking about
the neshamas are already up there.
It's an aliyah of the neshama now.
It's taken from this world to be.
No. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Eilu Tamidei Chachomim, Asukim Bihilchos Aveda. When it says La'olam HaYisrael, it is always a base of Mikdash. What do we have to get at the mysticism? Tamidei Chachomim are always learning Torah, even if there's no base of Mikdash. And that's the equivalent. Even if they may be Mikdash be a man, that's exactly the same as if the base of Mikdash is there. It's to tell me that kol ha'osik b'Torah ki u hikriv olam minchal chatat v'Hashem. So being osik in Torah is itself the equivalent of korban.
Why is the Torah against
learning Torah
at night? Yeah,
learning Torah should be ksav at night. The kumi runi b'layla is Torah shabal peh, which the person's mind is involved and so on. So he tainted Amar Rava, said, why does it say La Ola La Mincha? According to you, it should say Zota Torah. This Torah is Ola Mincha Atas B'Yashem. What do you mean? Lift Atas, Le'ashem. That's without the Lamin B'Boyle. El Amar Rava, therefore Rava adjusted Resh Lakish's mind. And he said like this Kolo Isik Batera Eino Tzarih Lo Lo La V'Lo La Mincha V'Lo La Shem. This is the Torah that is the is take the place for the Kiev of the Ayla, for the Kiev of the Chatzis, and so on.
So
you get
it?
Never level. Omer Yitzchak, my bechiv zot Torah ta chatat, zot Torah ta asham. That kol osik b'Torah chatat, kilu ikriv chatat. Kol osik b'Torah ta asham, kilu ikriv asham. So it's learning the halachas of Aveda is the equivalent of the particular thing that you're doing to bring it to the man. Nemar ba'olat ha'od. Nemar ba'olat be'ma yishareach yishareach b'chorah. Bolat ha'od yishareach b'chorah. V'mincha yishareach b'chorah. So we find the same lotion of reach b'chorah by the most expensive korbanos and by the simplest korbanos. Lomar lacha, this is to teach you it doesn't matter how much you bring. The important thing is that kavod of your life should be b'shamayim. Omer Abizera Mikro, where do we see this in the pasuk? Shlomo HaMelech says, "Mitukash nata oved, imat v'imarbe yocha." Someone who does aveda sleeps well. He doesn't worry. He doesn't have to worry. Whether it's a little bit or whether it's a lot or a little bit, it doesn't matter. He'll eat. And that, he doesn't have to worry. Ravada barava mermiacha. Rivota tova rabu ochlea. But the greater the production, the more the economy goes up, the more demands there are. Umati shrom ba'alav. So what was achieved for the ones who gave it? Meaning in this sense. The more teva you have in the base of Mikdash, the more kohanim are going to sit around getting fat. So what basically, what's the kisharon about love? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get out of it? Ki'im ru'utenat. All that's really there to get out of it is what the person had in mind when he was bringing it. Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Gora'im. Mike see the parches korbanos. If you'll notice carefully, throughout the entire Torah, in all parches korbanos, not once does it say El, not once does it say Elohim. It only uses the Shema Menuchot. It only uses the Shema Hashem. Why is that? Shloliton pitchon peh lepal din lachlok. In order not to give any opening for somebody who wants to taina, that there are various different rishuyas, and they want different things. Now this ties into the same Reach Nikar Lashem. They're all Reach Nikar Lashem. Again, we'll discuss all these issues afterwards. We have a chance to talk about what's going on here. The Nema, now you find also the Shor HaGatz, it says the Lashon Yisher Reach Nikar. Bo Fadach Yisher Reach Nikar. The Mincha Yisher Reach Nikar. If there was any type of reshut that was over a person, then the way that you would relate to it was the way Goyim relates to reshuyot. Placating the korbanos, trying to find favors in the eyes of the powers that be, sacrificing the virgins to the gods, so on and so forth. You'll notice that therefore there's never a mention of any gods. There's no gods. V'shem HaTomar, and therefore, you might think, well, you know, but maybe even Hashem, maybe he needs to eat them. So Shem HaTomar, Lachilah, sorry. Kamud Lomar, Iner Av Lo Omar Lacha, believe me, if I'm hungry, I won't talk to you about it. Kili Tevalum Lo'ad, it happens to be my planet. V'nema Kili Kochayto Yar Behemot Baharei Aleph, Yodati Koloparim V'zisa Daim Adi, Ho'ochel B'sar Abirim V'dama Tudim Eshteh, Lo amarti aleichem zivchu. I never told you to bring korbanos. Kedesh tomar eseretzono v'yaseretzoni. I'll do something for him and he'll do something for me, you know. He likes his korbanos. Get it straight. Lo l'ritzoni atem zochim. I have no interest in your korbanos. Lo l'ritzonchem atem zochim. The only purpose of your korbanos is to satisfy your own needs, not mine. Shnema l'ritzonchem tizbehu. Davar acher. L'ritzonchem tizbehu. Means Ritzonchem Zvochu, meaning Ladachem Zvochu. Use your will, use your minds to when you're bringing a carbon. It's a famous Shaila that we had before in Zvochim. What? How do you know Minayim Mitasek Bekodashim Shuhu Pasul? So he answered him, what do you mean? It says, Veshachat Et Ben Habakar. What else are we talking about? We've talked about Ben Habakar the whole time. So you see, Shetehei Shchita. B'shem ben bakar, you have to be aware that this is an act of shechita ben bakar. Amar Subi Adenu, I knew that. I'm asking you, la'akev minayin, how do we know that a Messiah says, but he's not thinking about what he's doing. So how do we know that he is not going to be Yotze? Oh, we know we need another pasuk. Talmud Lomar, l'ritzonchem tizbechu, l'da'atchem zvoh. So do the act of zvicha, dafka with an awareness of what you're doing when it comes to clutch.
What a way to end
the message. Unbelievable. We'll get there. Adrenalach are Allah Yisaron. You bring me a. Veslikala Mesechet Benachot. Adrenalach Mesechet Benachot. Adrenalach Mesechet Mesechet Benachot. Adrenalach Mesechet Benachot. Mesechet Benachot. Mesechet Benachot. Mesechet Benachot. Lo Be'amadein. Lo Be'amadas. Chalina bar papa, Rami bar papa, Nachman bar papa, Koi bar papa, Bamori bar papa, Rafram bar papa, Rosh bar papa, Surcha bar papa, Hada bar papa, Daro bar papa. Ha'arevna adinu elinu stivrei Torah sefa bifinu lefios amcha beis Yisrael. V'niyah kulonu anachnu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzei amcha beis Yisrael. Kulonu yodei shemecha v'lomdei Torah sefa. Mi'oivaitechak meni mitzvei secha kili olam nili. Yehi libi tamim v'chukecha l'ma'an lo'ivosh. ועולם לא ישכח פיקודך כיבון חיסוני ברוך אתה אדינוי למדני בבקך מודים אנחנו לפניך אדיני אלוהינו ולא יביסינו ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש ושמת חלקנו מיושבי קרונות שאנו משכימים ואין משכימים אנו משכימים לדברי תורה ואין משכימים לדבורים בתלים אנו עמלים ואין עמלים אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר ואין עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר אנו רוצים ואין רוצים אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא, ואם רצים לבאר שחס. שמה ואתה אלוהים, תורידם לבאר שחס, אנשי דמים ומרמה, לא יחסו ימיהם ואני אפתח פה. יוצאים לפניו בדברי אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת מנחות, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימון, ללמוד ולמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורה סך ביעבה. בזכות כל הצנועים והמורים והתלמיד החכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו, שלא תימוש התורה מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם. יתקיים בנו, יתהלך לך, תנחה אותך.